your reaction to being named the starter today?
Well, you know, I'm just very honored to get this opportunity. I'm very excited. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be a Denver Bronco, and to be able to go out there and play for this organization is truly a privilege.
What is the understanding that you have about the time that you will, you know, be at this position right now?
You know, I just know that every day I'm going to come out here and practice as hard as I can and, you know, try to go in Miami and compete and do my best and take it one day at a time, one game at a time.
Did you have a feeling after the way you performed that you would, you know, that this would happen?
You know, I really honestly tried not to think about it. Just focus on coming in here, looking at the film, seeing how I could improve, what I could do to get better, and how I could help this team.
Tim, you know, it's obviously not your doing, but, you know, everybody's been chanting your name, everybody's been asking for you, everybody's getting what they want now. But how do you possibly live up to the expectations that people have for you, which are off the charts?
You know, that's something that I've never tried to do, is live up to other people's expectations of myself. You know, I set high expectations for myself, and I try to live up to them. And that's why I put pressure on myself every day. That's why I work hard. That's why I try to improve every day, because I have expectations for things that I want to accomplish.
What are your expectations right now going into, you know, your first game as a starter?
Every single day, get better. Understand the game plan. Understand what we're trying to do against the defense, and be able to go out here and practice and execute it and translate that over to the game.
Did you feel like with your play in the second half against the Chargers that you earned it? I mean, you were so passionate. You almost led them to a win. Did you feel like you earned the starting position for the Broncos?
Well, I felt like we did some good things. I felt like there were some things that we needed to work on, and I needed to work on and improve. And you know, we came right in and got to work on those things, and hopefully we'll improve by the time, you know, Miami comes around.
Obviously, Kyle's been entrenched here a little while, built relationships, you know, a veteran player. What kind of reaction have you gotten from the locker room since the announcement's been made?
You know, me and Kyle have a great relationship, and I feel like I got a great relationship with everybody in there in the locker room. And, you know, we've had some great talks today, and, you know, spent a while together out there in practice. And so, you know, that's something that I think is going really well, is our relationship.
And it's well known that backup quarterback. Do you feel like you're prepared for this?
You know, I feel like these reps are really going to help. You know, I feel like I had done a pretty good job of studying. And, you know, it is hard. It's hard to really share those reps as a quarterback. And but I felt just with some work after practice, you know, me and Brady were able to continue to get a lot of work after practice and improve that way as well, you know, not only just watching.
How do you see your week unfolding? I mean, everybody pretty much has to be gone, but you've been known to kind of sneak in back doors. And how do you see the rest of your week? Because obviously this is an important time for you to get ready.
It is. Well, I don't think there's any rules against, like, watching film or throwing on my own or continue to work on things. Yeah, so, you know, I'll probably try to do that.
So are you going to bring a box of film home and watch it? I mean,
that's a great thing about iPads. You can put all the film on there now, so it's good.
Tim, how excited are you about making your starting debut in Miami?
You know, I'm very excited about it. You know, not that it's Miami or, you know, it's in Florida. It's just, you know, the opportunity to start for the Denver Broncos, and that truly is an honor and a privilege.
How do you feel about the fact that the Dolphins are honoring Florida players that
day? honestly, I haven't really thought about it. You know, it is extremely nice of them, and, you know, it is great memories, but on that day, I will be focused on being a Denver Bronco and trying to go out there and compete to the best of my ability.
Did any of the players come up to you after the meeting, you know, obviously after the announcement? What kind of things were they saying to you?
You know, just very supportive things, you know, encouraging me. And you know, I was very grateful for their support. And you know, now it's just my job to go out there and compete to the best of my ability and give everything I have.
Did you hear from Orton or Quinn after the meeting?
Yeah, we were in meetings together all morning, practice together. So we've been together all day, and we've had, you know, great time together and some good talks.
You talked about, you know, iPads and, I mean, you're not, like Coach said, you're not like a street free agent coming in here to start. You've been here, you know the playbook. So what are the things you need to kind of do to prepare yourself over the next several days and then into next week for this challenge?
Well, I think it's one, ingraining yourself in a lot of film. You know, it's not just, you know, saying the what if, you know, what if I'm in there for this, what if we get this look, you know, you got to plan for it, you know, because it's going to happen. And, you know, just really trying to visualize it and then, you know, be ready for your practices so we can have a sharp, crisp practice, you know, all next week and really improve one to give coaches confidence in me, the players confidence in me, you know, because I go out there and practice and do it right.
So it's more studying Dolphins defensive tape
than
what you've done, say, in practices or that kind of thing?
I'd say the biggest thing is understanding what they're going to do and, you know, executing against our scout team. I'd say that would probably be my number one goal this week.
Tim, the theory is that running quarterback can't survive in this scenario. How do you feel about that?
You know, honestly, I've heard that a lot, heard it my whole life, and, you know, I've seen a lot of really good quarterbacks that ran the ball pretty effectively from, you know, Steve Young all the way down. So, you know, I'm going to try to do whatever they ask me to do, and if that's, you know, hand the ball off, if that's drop back, if that's run around, do whatever I can do to help this team win football games.
Tim, with the change, have you had to change bye-week plans? Were you going out of town? Were you doing anything? Is this changing your 4 days off or whatever?
Not really.
Tim, it appeared the other day that you had two or three uncertain exchanges with JD when you were under center. Do you think that was accurate? And if so, is that something you're worried about?
Well, no, not necessarily worried about. I think that's something that, honestly, in one practice a day, we got a lot better. You know, because, you know, before that game, I'd probably taken a handful of snaps with him, you know, this year. And so, you know, just working, getting out here before practice, working with him. And, you know, he's a great center. And, you know, it's just me getting used to him. And I think, you know, that'll be fixed.
You got to start three games at the end of last year. I mean, how much will that help you with this challenge now?
Oh, I think, you know, that's invaluable experience. And that opportunity to learn, to feel the speed of the game, you know, to make those reads, you know, to go through it, and also to have the preparation, that's huge as well. And so I feel that gives me, you know, a lot more confidence going into this Miami game.
How different are you now than then? How different are you? When you started those three games in December?
Well, I feel like I've improved in several ways, you know, just with my knowledge of the offense, understanding defenses and how we're trying to attack them and what I need to do to exploit weaknesses that they have. And then also just with my fundamentals, you know, just with accuracy, with footwork, and with getting the ball out of my hand.
Have you spoken to your family?
I talk to my family every day. No, I haven't talked to them today, but they might have heard.
Today.
Thanks, all right,
thank you. All right, thank y'all. God bless.